If you want to figure out how to pump hundreds and even thousands of candidate leads through the upfront part of your sales recruiting process, then this video is for you. Let's go. Hey guys, it's Ryan Holman, founder of Sales Recruiting University, back with another weekly video. SRU, Sales Recruiting University, recruits 15 to 20,000 commission-based sales reps every single year and growing. And we come to you every single week with unique content that's coming up for our clients. And today we're talking about candidate lead generation. And although we will go through four topics around advertisements, cold outbound, rep referrals internally, and also organically attracting sales candidates, we'll actually focus mostly on advertisements because that's our specialty. And that's the best way that we understand how to predictably scale up a sales team. We mostly help small businesses. And so the other three that we'll talk about are better for companies that have more human resources, maybe full-time recruiters, and have a bigger brand because they'll be able to execute on those better, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a bit. But let's start with advertisements. First note that I will not talk about every different ad platform that's available, but you have the obvious ones like Indeed, LinkedIn, the top job ad platforms under those ones. You have things like Facebook and Instagram, which are social media advertisements. So just kind of assume for the sake of this video, the top advertisement platforms, and you can Google that. And also keep in mind that there's different types of sales models. So I'm going to go through two different ones to try to illustrate the point. So we have a remote sales opportunity and we have a localized sales opportunity. First, we have a remote opportunity. And what I mean by remote in terms of this video is not just candidates working from home, but really remote, decentralized. You can hire reps anywhere in the country. So if I'm in Texas or if I'm in Florida or if I'm in New York, I don't care where my reps are. They can be anywhere in the US or even outside of that. I mean, true remote, decentralized sales organizations. Okay, so we have that kind of model. And the other model is a localized sales organization, where you either have a call center or a sales office locally, or you're trying to build a sales force just locally. Maybe you don't have the office yet, or maybe you're a multi-state or multi-market sales force and you have multiple offices across the country. But the general point is we have remote. You can hire anywhere in the country. It doesn't matter the geography, as well as localized, which means I'm trying to hire people in a localized market, hypothetically Tampa, Florida, and I'm building a solar sales office. Remote is maybe, hey, we're a marketing company. We offer digital marketing services. Our whole business is remote. I don't care where reps work from, as long as they know how to sell. Therefore, I will hire anywhere in the country. And so the reason I want to split these up is because first, it's important to note that the remote opportunity, it's much easier to create candidate leads in the recruiting process. And so remote, naturally, because of the geography, you get more leads. So as an example, if I posted inside sales representative in Tampa versus inside sales representative remote, in the national one, I'm probably going to get 5 to 10x plus the amount of candidate leads in the recruiting process because of the geography, because I'm not limited by geography or location. And because of that, you don't need as large of an advertisement budget in a remote model. As an example, if I want to hire 5 sales reps remote versus 5 sales reps locally in Tampa, Florida, or whatever the market is, I'm going to need less of a budget in the remote side of things because the lead cost is much lower versus just posting in Tampa where the lead cost is higher. In that case, if I want to have the same results, like signing 5 reps as an example in a 30-day period, I'm going to have to invest more. So there is a comparison. Really, it doesn't matter for you. You just need to know those kind of two simple things so you understand what bucket I fit into, because the strategy is a little bit different as well. Because of the remote opportunity, the ad strategy, you can be very direct. And to backtrack a little bit, we actually recruit into commission-based sales opportunities. So as an example, let's say it's a roofing sales opportunity. It's 1099, it's door-to-door. There's no training pay, there's no leads, and they're building an office in Dallas, Texas. Well, the reality is most people, 99% of people, they are not looking for opportunities, right? If I go look for a sales opportunity, if Sales Recruiting University didn't exist tomorrow, I'm not going to wake up and go, I don't want any training pay, I don't want any leads, I don't want any, you know, salary, and I want to go self-generate and close my own leads on the doors. That's just not the reality of what the marketplace does. And therefore, we have to get creative with the advertisement strategy so the lead volume is really heavy through the front end, and then we need to get good at screening through volume and pitching people into our opportunity. We'll come back to that in a second. But in a commission-based sales opportunity in a remote environment, because the leads are so easy to create, you can actually be very specific with the opportunity. So let's say I have a B2B insurance sales opportunity and I'm hiring remote. And this position is inside sales. We're willing to take on entry-level people. They do not need to be licensed. And all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to recruit volume. Well, in that case, I can keep it really simple and just do like an inside sales representative ad. And the leads will be so crazy that assuming I have the right recruiting process, I'll naturally hit my recruiting needs with just that one ad. And what's important to note there is that I pre-frame the candidate really well because they understand coming into the recruiting process that it's inside sales. Now, let's say that I have a call center in a localized market. The population is really low. We have a call center that we're trying to fill up, or an inside sales office, whatever you want to call it. And I'm hiring in that same industry for that same opportunity. It's inside sales. It's insurance. We'll take on entry-level people. We want to hire volumes of people. and they do not need to be licensed, although we're in B2B insurance sales. Well, in that case, the inside sales representative ad, although it will create good leads to the recruiting process, it's not going to be good in terms of getting volume through the process. So when it comes to localized opportunities, we need to get a little bit creative. So in that case, maybe I'll do like 4 to 5 different advertisements, like independent sales associate, insurance sales representative, inside sales representative, entry-level sales representative, account executive, right? What we're going to do is we're going to get creative with the ad titles, the job descriptions, and the income ranges, and make them actually look like a little bit of different opportunities so that we bring in candidates at scale in different ways. So in that case, in that localized market, candidates may be going online, and the perfect candidate for you may be putting inside sales, or the perfect candidate for you may be putting independent sales associate. Well, if you only have the independent sales associate advertisement and you have candidates that are perfect for you going online and searching for inside sales representative advertisements, you're just losing out on opportunity. And so what you want to do when you have a localized opportunity and you don't have as much population to work with, especially in a commission-based sales opportunity where you're trying to get volume through the process, because volume will naturally help you hit the end goal, assuming you have the right process, you have to get a little bit creative. So the general idea here is remote. You can be very specific with the advertisements and just go with 1, maybe 2 titles, and localized, assuming your goal is to get volume through the process and you're offering a commission-based sales opportunity in a localized environment, you want to get a little bit creative. So let's go to Tampa, Florida as an example and say I'm hiring for a solar sales representative position or a solar sales opportunity, but we have canvassers, we have self-gen closers, and we have closers that just take preset lead opportunities in the home. And technically, within our sales organization, I'm hiring for 3 different roles, although the majority of the people are coming through the entry-level position first. I'm hiring canvassers as 75%+ of my hires every single month. Well, in that case, I want to think about, okay, I'm in Tampa, I'm building a sales office, I have entry-level opportunities, self-gen sales role, and an in-home closer role. How can I utilize those opportunities to get creative with my advertisement strategy to create high volumes of lead opportunities through my recruiting process? Maybe that looks like an in-home sales representative position, a solar sales consultant position, an outside sales representative role, an entry-level sales representative position, and an outside appointment center position. And those 5 titles in Tampa, Florida are creating hundreds of leads throughout the month, which is allowing me to screen through enough to actually find people that are open and interested and wanting to move forward with our opportunity, and therefore I'm hitting my goals. The strategy around different titles and income ranges and those kind of things allows me to get the volume. Hopefully this is making sense. To use SRU as an example, we have 2 different positions, SDR, sales development representative, and a high ticket sales representative position. Our whole organization is remote, and so when we hire for our SDR role, we can get away with enough volume by just posting a sales development representative position. And when we're hiring for a closer position, we can get enough volume through the recruiting process by just posting a high ticket sales representative role. But if I was localized here in Salt Lake City trying to build a localized call center and I was hiring for the high ticket sales representative role, assuming my intention was to hire volume, if you're not trying to hire volume, it's a totally different story. But assuming my goal was to hire volume, maybe I would do high ticket sales representative, inside sales consultant, senior account executive, and titles like that, that would allow me to get through more volume and ultimately get to the end result of the signed reps that I want. And that's kind of the advertisement strategy as we do it. Every industry opportunity, hiring need, owner, it's a little bit different, but that should give you enough tools in the tool belt to kind of take action. Now to backtrack, it's very important that you don't piss off the ad platform. So all of them are a little bit different, but some of them don't like you leveraging the platform in that way. And therefore, when you go through the process of launching this strategy, you got to really align with their guidelines and not screw up, because then you'll get kicked off the platforms. To go to the next topic, we have cold outreach. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. This is like if you have a full-time recruiter and you can hit LinkedIn and phone lists like all day, you know, outbound messages via LinkedIn, creating lead opportunities there. You got a call list of past applicants or a localized list of applicants. Maybe I'm in real estate. I pull all the people from real estate in Salt Lake City and I have a cold outbound process for them to try to get them into my recruiting process, right? That's a full-time job, but that's an amazing way to add on top of your advertisement strategy if you have the human resources to do that. The next topic was actually internal referrals. Now we like to look at this in terms of our recruiting process. Our process, you may already know, is advertisements, a streamlined screening and scheduling process, pushing all the best candidates into group interviews. The client pitches the dream in an 8-step group interview process, either in a face-to-face or a Zoom environment. 50% of the candidates are highly interested in the opportunity and taking next steps. The client either funnels them into one-on-ones right after the Zoom meeting or in a face-to-face environment, and they close who they close. Now, as our clients start to do that and they get team members that are happy with their organization, and maybe they already have team members that are happy with their organization because they're already a sales force. A lot of our companies are small businesses. But either way, when they start to get some salespeople on staff that are happy with the organization, they can start to incentivize people to push people into these group interviews and incentivize them with like $25 to $50. So it's like, hey, sales team, You know that we do group interviews every Tuesday and Thursday or every Wednesday weekly with a bunch of people in it, and we pitch our opportunity. Anytime that you get a friend or a colleague or somebody into that group interview, we're gonna give you $25 to $50. And the reason I say $25 to $50, I'm not gonna go through all the numbers, but this is typically kind of the cost to get somebody into a group interview and or at least a lead that's worth your time pitching. But really simple, right? You're just incentivizing your internal people to pump candidate leads through your recruiting process. And you can do that on the front end, like, hey, get somebody into the group interview. And then you can also incentivize them if maybe the rep signs and maybe the rep puts in their first deal or whatever. Your budget and what you can do, that's gonna be decided by you, but hopefully that gives you enough tools in the tool belt to get some ideas rolling. And the last thing is a long-term strategy. This is organic attraction. And this comes when your company's larger, your brand's larger, the marketplace is starting to understand who you are. And because of that, people just start to naturally reach out to you. Like, we had a couple people reach out to us this week to join our sales team, and without even really understanding the opportunity, because of our brand, because of what our employees say, because what of our clients say online, because of the videos, all this stuff, they're like already begging to work for us. And as you focus on your organization long-term, you improve your recruiting process, you hire better salespeople, you improve your leadership style, your management process, your training, your culture, your brand, you get high volumes of successful reps producing and happy with your organization, the word starts to get out and you start to attract great people versus just looking for people on the open market. And so we talked about a few things at the end, but the bigger focus was talking about the advertisements. Also, this video was requested by MV Profits, who's a subscriber and who's been commenting and liking our videos. We really appreciate that. Continue to do that, my friend. We'll continue to produce videos weekly. And if anybody else has questions or video ideas or anything that we can do for you in terms of the content that we're putting out, please drop it in the comment section and we'll do our best to serve you in that way. If you like this, subscribe, like, comment, share, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.